Wildfire, Michael Murphy at 1230 WCOL. Good morning. It's 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, and I'm JPA. We got Wednesday. This is the day before Thanksgiving, isn't it? Wow. I still got to work tomorrow? Yes, always do. And it doesn't really matter, you know, whether it's a holiday or whatever it is, or your birthday or whatever. I work Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday, so therefore I work, no matter what. But that's all right. I'll be here for those of you who have to do so also. See where Dr. Leslie Norens has found that 5 million Americans got head lice last year, and most of them were white, well-to-do, and female. I mean, the people who got it, not the lice. As far as knowing how they spread so quickly, the doctor said they're still scratching their heads on that one. You really get... WCOL Fleetwood Mac Rhiannon, 16 minutes after 6. J. Parker Antrimon here, 39 degrees outside on a dark little Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. Going to be wet today, so prepare. Bring your parasols and your umbrellas as well. Okay. A friend of mine just moved from San Diego to San Francisco, in the Bay Area, where I used to live. Not where I'm from, but where I used to live. And, says he was in an outdoor barbecue the other day, and he accidentally grilled and served a Brillo pad. Think about that. He hoped it would pass unnoticed. Let's see, do I have any Ohio Bureau of Employment Service jobs to report this morning? Apparently not. There are no jobs available. That's terrible. Pardon me. I'm getting ready to quit smoking, folks. I really am. I think Cold Turkey Day ought to be the day after Thanksgiving. Huh? We'll talk more about that if you haven't. I'm going to see if I can give it a shot here. If not forever, then at least for Friday, okay? So if you've been writing lyrics, composing music, or would like to learn, contact the Columbus Songwriters Association, 239-0280, 18 after 6 at WCOL. Mandy Barely Manilow at 1230 WCOL. I'm JPA. Good morning. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. 39 degrees out there. Not too bad outside. Did you watch that Jacques Cousteau thing last night on the sunken hospital ship from World War I, the Britannic? A very interesting show. They went down and surveyed the wreckage and everything. Jacques Cousteau is a genius, isn't he? Really? He's even got a musical documentary about him coming up here pretty soon. He isn't responsible for it. Somebody else is doing this musical documentary on Jacques Cousteau. Come blow your snorkel. Jacques will sing Strangler in My Wetsuit. No, that's Stranger in My Wetsuit. As Scuba-Scuba-Doo. And a host of other big hits. Mickey Rooney will show up wearing platform flippers. You don't have to be a flaming star, baby. Flaming star. 1230 WCOL, Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. That's her husband. They used to be 3/5 of the old fifth dimension. Yes. Then the others were Florence LaRue and Billy Davis Jr. and Lamont McLemore. And Lamont McLemore and not Billy Davis. Ron Townsend. That's what I was thinking of. It's 27 and a half after 6 o'clock with J. Parker Antrim babbling in the morning over trivia. But I like trivia. Speaking of trivia, did you know that Chester of Gunsmoke fame got his limp when he asked Miss Kitty for something that doesn't come in a shot glass? WCOL, J. Parker Antrim making it with you on the morning of Wednesday. This is Wednesday. Today's the 23rd of November. That means it's the 327th day of the year. Got 38 of them in front of us. Birthdays today, Monica Burris of Lady Flash, Barry Manilow's backup group. And that's about it. Some days go by when hardly anybody really famous was born. Franklin Pierce, though, the 14th president of the United States, was born on this date. But that was back in 1804. Slightly before my time. Happy anniversary today also to the horseshoe manufacturing machine. Of course, we're all very familiar and indebted greatly to the horseshoe manufacturing machine. Yes. First one was patented on this date in 1835 by Henry Burton of Troy, New York. For more details, see Margaret Burton Proudfoot's book, Henry Burton, His Life and a History of His Inventions. That's just a fantastic Book and yawn. 27 before 7 o'clock here. Top of the morning to you. I'm Jay Parker. Answer. Want to hear a good commercial?
What's next?
Hey, is that all it takes? Pepsi Cola. All right. It's 26 before 7, and I'm JPA in the morning, reminding and congratulating also Connecticut Senator Lowell Weicker, who recently divorced his wife of 20 years and married his appointments secretary, the former Camille Butler. Aha, no mystery there. The Butler did it. Better than the wife.
1230 WCOL.
You bet. Alan Parsons Project at 1230 WCOL, and I wouldn't want to be like you. It's 11 minutes before 7. I'm JPA. It's 40 degrees outside. Got a wet Wednesday going here. That means it's, the 23rd of November. This is the 327th day of the year with 38 of them in front of us. 588 oysters in 17 minutes, 32 seconds were eaten by Vernon Bass on this date in 1975, setting another Guinness World Record. Holy tamale. Also, 20 years ago today, Dick Clark said, "Fabian who? I'm Jay Parker Antrim, and that's the way it was."
When I first married Hank,
Smoke from a Distant Fire at 1230 WCOL, the Sanford Townsend Band at 6 minutes before 7 o'clock, 40 degrees on a Wednesday with me, JP. Hi. My neighbor's kid's trying to work out a deal with his folks. He says, instead of sending him to college, just give him the money it would cost and he'll retire on it.
Attention! The
WCOL. Barbara Streisand and The Way We Were at 3 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the morning of a Wednesday. Let's really check out The Way We Were, say about 200 years ago, as we go back in time for our bicentennial minute on this Wednesday. The well-trained British platoon marched into Lexington, Massachusetts. Their commander, Captain John Gordon, rode in front on an impressive white horse. As they arrogantly moved into the town square, they were immediately surrounded by angry and armed Minutemen. Now, Gordon knew how Minutemen worked, and if he could stall them for just 65 seconds, they'd be rendered helpless, since they were only trained to fight for a minute at a time. He used an old ploy he learned at British military school when he asked, "Who won the 1955 World Series?" A voice from behind an old oak tree with a yellow ribbon tied around it answered, "The Angels, hey." And while the British heard that, they looked up at the heavens while six Colonials sneaked up and cut their belts, causing their trousers to fall to the ground. Yes, it was an old trick, friends, but it worked.
A midnight midnight sale at Sun TV and...
No, Harry, it's a midnight madness sale at Sun TV and Appliances.
It's a madness midnight sale at Sun TV and Appliances.
It's a midnight madness sale. I apologize for Harry's behavior, folks. I guess Sun's midnight madness has gotten to him. What he's trying to say is that Sun's midnight madness sale is today, Wednesdays, from 10 a.m. to midnight at all 8 Sun Saving Centers. They're reducing a Zenith Console Color TV to just $391. And you can also get a Sharp 12-inch black and white portable TV for just $57. That's not savings, that's giving them away. All 8 Sun Saving Centers will be open today, Wednesday, till midnight with hundreds of markdowns on famous brand items. Be there when the doors open at 10 a.m. for really fantastic savings. Now, Harry, you try it.
Sure, no problem. It's Sun's Mad Night Midnight Sale at all 8 Sun Saving Centers today.
Turkey.
At 7:05, it's 40 degrees.
Traffic report. 7:07 at WCOL. Watch out, somebody's trying to hustle you there. Van McCoy and the Soul City Symphony with a hustle at 1230 WCOL. It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock on Philippine Norman Bay. 40 degrees out there on this Wednesday. This is the 327th day of the year. Got 38 of them in front of us. And now this special news bulletin. Flash! Farrah Fawcett snorts ultra bright.
Afternoon delight.
1230 WCOL, standing tall with Burton Cummings, formerly of the Guess Who here at 15 and a half after 7 in the morning. Scientists around the country have formed a new group aimed at debunking UFOs, astrology, cattle mutilation plagues, pyramid power, Eric von Däniken, Bigfoot, the Bermuda Triangle, and biorhythms. Imagine if they succeed, they'd put the National Enquirer out of business.
You ask some little people just what...
1230 WCOL, where you make love and fun. Well, of course. No, you didn't make it fun, honey. Was it a real drag before? Is that what you mean? 20 minutes after 7 o'clock here, Jay Parker answering in the morning. Israeli police will have to protect Sadat from young toughs in Jerusalem. Things have gotten so bad. One mugger named Arthur Stein strangled 3 men just for the change in their pockets, which totaled less than a dollar. The headlines read, Jerusalem Artie chokes 3 for a dollar.
Real good, Antoine.
All right.
Hey. Got through there, though. And northbound 270 at Roberts Road, working a property damage accident. This is Officer Bill Taylor.
A table in the middle of the street.
That's right.
Now, if you start seeing people sitting around that table having Thanksgiving dinner, you know you're in trouble.
There are lots of ways to quit smoking.
WCOL, feelings, I got feelings, and I want you to have feelings for me. 727, or as Liz Ray once said, I gave at the office.
If you're like me,
mumble, mumble. Cloudy skies, showers, occasional drizzle likely today. High is going to be near 50. Mostly cloudy tonight. Chance of showers through the evening. The low is going to be in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for Thanksgiving Day, but high in the upper 40s. Right now it's 728 and a half here. It's 40 degrees at WCOL. Let it be, let be, Beatles, at 1230 WCOL, or it's 27 and a half now before 8 o'clock here on the morning of a Wednesday. Those were the Beatles. That was from 7 years ago. How many were in the Beatles? 4. What were their names? Okay. What was the fifth Beatles name? Stu Sutcliffe. What was the drummer's name before Ringo? Pete Best. Is he still alive? No, he committed suicide. Well, now the Jay Parker Antrim Show would like to present the National Record Test. It's a chance for you to find out how much you really know about pop music. Are you ready? Here's today's question. Simon and Garfunkel was A, an intersection in Bexley. B, famous Siamese twins joined together at the guitar. Or C, an obscene expression once used by Napoleon. Now, of course, the answer we all know is B. Garfunkel is now an actor, and Simon married James Taylor.
Real good, Antoine.
Taylor and Mira.
Excuse me.
1230 WCOL, Jay Parker Antrim, coloring your world. Attempting to. 12 minutes before 8, Jay Parker Antrim here. Allowing children to use pocket calculators during math tests, I believe, is firmly ridiculous. If the kid funks, you never know if it was due to low intelligence or bad batteries. Let's check out some sports here from the Grange Mutual Casualty Company. Montreal Expos center fielder Andre Dawson has been named as the National League's Rookie of the Year. Dawson earned the title by a mere one vote over... 1230 WCOL, those are the Bee Gees and A Love So Right. How did it turn out so wrong? Maybe it was when your girl stubbed her toe and you told her you'd send in a stuntman to kiss it and make it well. 6 and a half now before 8 o'clock. We'll have a traffic report in 61 seconds. Record 599, 8-track tape 699, now available at Gold Circle, Woolworth, Wilco, Sears, JCPenney, and at Hart Family Centers, Buzzard's Nest Records, Buckeye Mart, Super Val Drugs, and Lazarus. Try to speed up on the program. It's 5 and a half to 8 o'clock, now time for this morning's traffic report with a man who I just discovered this morning has a picture of Farrah Fawcett tattooed on his tongue. Officer Bill Taylor.
Okay, up on the far north side, we've got Carl between Elmore and Northridge. Still in the process of clearing that. An officer should be on that scene right now. And, of course, Carl Road is quite heavy this time of the morning. At East Main and Barnett on the east side of town, a property damage accident there. Officer responding to that now. We understand the inbound right-hand lane is affected at Main and Barnett. On the west side, coming southbound 315 about Long Street, be on the lookout for a property damage accident apparently affecting that traffic there. As you're getting on the long to come into the downtown area. This is Officer Bill Taylor.
Thanks, Bill. You know, Bill Taylor's a great guy. He's a man who has everything. However, his doctor says the penicillin ought to take care of it, though. 5 before 7 here. WCOL weather, cloudy skies, showers, occasional drizzle likely today, high around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers through the evening. Low is going to be in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy Thanksgiving Day with a high in the upper 40s. Right now at 4.5 to 8, it's 40 degrees at WCOL.